Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, Chapter 9, Mishnahs 4 and 5. Hanosen semer l'sava v'hikdichasu yora. So if you give wool to a dyer and the kettle burns it, nosen lo demei samro. You have to give him the value of the wool and money. Savo ka'or, if you dyed it but poorly, it's ugly. Im hashevach yoter ahayitziya, if the appreciation is more than the expenditure, if it appreciated in value, even though it's not so pretty, more than the how much it costs to actually do it, nosen lo siyasiya, so you give him the expenditure. V'im hayitziya yisera al hashevach, but if the expenditure is more than the actual appreciation in value, nosen lo hashevach, so then you give him the appreciation. Lisboa lo adom utsavo shachor, to dye it red, but he gave it to him to dye it red, but he dyed it black. Shachor v'tzavo adam, or to dye it black and he dyes it red. Rabbi Meir Omer nosen lo demei samro. Rabbi Meir says you give him the value of the wool. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im hashevach yaser al hayitzia, if the appreciation value is more than the expenditure, nosen lo siyitzia, then you give him the expenditure. V'im yitzia yaser al hashevach, and if the expenditure is more than the appreciation, nosen lo siyitzia, then you give him the appreciation. So again, we're continuing with laws of craftsmen who spoil items or make changes that are not what the owner wished, and according to the first opinion, so the Gemara says that you pay him the value of the wool when it burned before it absorbed the dye. But if the wool did go up in value, so then you have to pay the going up in value. And if the appreciation, let's say dyeing costs 7 zoos, right, but only appreciated in value 5 zoos, so then you only have to pay him the 5. You don't have to pay him the 7. Okay. Now, the sages said, you know, there's a fine for whoever makes a change because they put him in an inferior position. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees, and since the dyer didn't intend to steal the wool, he didn't acquire the wool, and so therefore the law is therefore he does get reimbursed for his expenditure, and the law is actually in accordance to Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah 5. Hagozel es chavero shava pruta v'nishbalo. So if he robs his fellow, of the value of something worth a pruta, and swears to him that he didn't, yolichenu acharav, afil lamadai. He's got to take it after him, even to Madai, the place called Madai. Lo yiten lo livno, velosh lishlucho. He can't give it to his son or to an agent to take it. Aval notin lishliach based him, but he can give it to an agent of the court. V'meis, and if he dies, yaksu liyoshav, then he gives it back to his heirs. So a little background. The Torah says that if anyone sins and commits a trespass against Hashem and deals falsely with his neighbor in a matter of deposit or a pledge or a robbery or oppressed his neighbor or found that which lost and deals falsely within and swears to a lie, so it's as if he sinned and is guilty, and he has to restore that which he took by robbery or the thing that he got by oppression or the deposit which was deposited with him or the lost thing that he was found, right, or whatever he swore falsely about, he has to restore it in full, the principal. Okay? And he has to add a fifth part to that, and to the one who it belongs to, he has to give it, he himself. And he has to bring a guilt offering to Hashem, a ram without blemish from the flock, etc. So we learn that whoever steals from his fellow and denies it and falsely takes an oath and then later admits to it has to return the principal and a fifth, one quarter of the principal, which is one fifth of the total amount. And also has to bring a guilt offering, which is called an ashim gazelus, a guilt offering for theft. So our Mishnah teaches that if that theft was worth at least one pruta, then the thief isn't atoned until he actually returns it to the party from which it was stolen. Even if they live far away, he has to go and return it. And he can't have someone else return it for him, but he can give it to the court-appointed representative. And if it's less than a pruta, then he's not obligated in any of these things, because the value of less than a pruta is really not considered to be of any consequence. Okay? Now we're going to do Mishnah 6. Tomorrow we're going to do, Mishnah 6 and Mishnah 7. Thank you.